Gail Huffbrand is a 1st Congressional District candidate, Republican, joining us GMI Studios. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you on a very difficult day around the world, but happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous one here for us.
Yeah, mild temperatures, even milder tomorrow. What was your reaction to the Ukrainian leaders? We had Representative Pappas on the day before the speech to virtual address to Congress, and he actually was saying that he doesn't think the Biden administration's done enough. He talked about getting jets to there, and he thinks we should do more. But what was your reaction to not only Representative Pappas, but the Ukrainian leader asking the United States to do more?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that as a person who is watching this in real time with the rest of the world, this is the first time we have ever watched a war in real time. The images, the corpses, the children's bodies, we have never seen this. Why? We've never had the technology. Zoom and internet technology allows us to watch a war around the world, thousands of miles away, in real time. It allows Zelensky, via Zoom, to talk to us in real time and to show us images of things that are happening now. As a reporter in the past, what we do is we go and cover these things, but it would be hours, days, sometimes weeks before these images would make their way into the public and into the mainstream or the bloodstream. But with the internet, people are seeing these images on their cell phones. They're waking up in the morning. They're seeing images they have never seen before. As a reporter, you know, listen, tragically, I've seen hundreds of murder victims, many of them children, fire victims, the same images that police and EMTs and emergency responders see all the time, the results of violence. But now the public is seeing those images that have always been sanitized for them. These are images that offend people, upset people. The FCC has strict rules about what images we can show on broadcast TV, but guess what? The internet has no boundaries. None. They can show pits where children are buried. They can show bloody sneakers and toys. They can show images of a maternity hospital blown out. Mm-hmm. They can show anything they want. So as a result, we are watching this war happen in real time, and it is frightening. It is absolutely frightening.
Gail, I want to ask, though, as a communicator and now as a candidate for Congress, I had said yesterday, watching it live and then after, just the way Zelensky translator in the beginning, that video they put together that you're talking about, Gail, was incredible, powerful. It was put together by the Ukrainian, his team, not a network here. And then to end in English with the ask to the United States and invoking 9/11, invoking World War II, invoking Pearl Harbor. I have a dream, but we have a need. Do more. I think he's not only been an amazing leader when history is testing him, but his communication skills are maybe analogous to a Ronald Reagan or someone else. I mean, he's an amazing communicator.
Okay, so let's remember that he comes from the world of television and movies. This is Paddington Bear, the voice of Paddington Bear. This is a man who understands the media. He understands images. He understands how moving they are. He understands how to use them, and he is using them in his campaign to get the world to get on board. Now, the ultimate honor that one can give to someone who's from another country is to speak in their language. That is the ultimate sign of honor. For him to speak in English in his direct appeal to right. President Biden was for him to give him at the highest level of respect. I am asking you. Mm-hmm. I am asking you in your language, in your images, in a language you and your Americans can understand. That is the way I am presenting this plea. And obviously, everyone in Congress agreed with him. President Biden agreed with him, and that's why they are getting, $800 million in weapons. But I'd like to also add something that's very disturbing for me. In many ways, this war is being played out for the media. Mm-hmm. It is being played out for the media. Biden is even signaling what he's sending. I'm sending 800 anti-aircraft systems. I'm sending 2,000 javelins. I'm sending 100. I mean, he is literally outlining exactly what he's sending. Why? Because he is also launching a public relations campaign. Right. He wants the American public to know, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
So contrary to what you think, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
And I want everyone to know in the world, But I have a question, and this is literally a question. I can't answer it. Why is he signaling and telegraphing for the world what he's sending? We've never done that in war. We've never come out and told our enemy.
I know. I've always questioned this, Gail Huffrat, in the past. I won't say the former administration, but we seem to telegraph ahead of certain moves to CNN around the world what we were doing versus just do it and then tell the world after. I think the short answer is politics. I think the president is trying to be everything to everyone and show what we're doing so that Putin's not surprised. Because I think this administration does have I agree with Senator Graham. I think he has a genuine fear of Putin. I'm not saying he should as much as they do, but I think they fear Putin more than people realize.
All right. So I have a message. If you don't want to counter and violate the no-fly zone, and I support that because God only knows we don't need to get into World War III. I tell you what, why don't you get the pilots into Poland and let them get the jets?
Right, right.
Let the Ukrainian pilots get them into Poland, put them in the jets, and let them fly into the air.
Right. All right, Wilson, have a great St. Patrick's Day. We'll get you back again soon. Gail Huffrat, 1st Congressional District Republican candidate. Thanks for joining us as a newsmaker. Good morning, New Hampshire. Have a great Thursday.
Bye-bye.